entrepreneurs give work to people. They give opportunity to have jobs. They give, you know, they make the nation go, and they always have. And so, you know, being here in Houston, it's a entrepreneurship mecca. And so being a McNair Center, along with our other five McNair Centers, is really strengthened the brand.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we want our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Michael Player is with us, the administrative director of the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship at Houston Baptist University. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
Man, we are excited about the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism and Free Enterprise.
Absolutely. And, it's rocking.
You're here as the director. Let's begin by you telling your position and what you
sure.
do here.
Well, I am serving as the founding director, so I'm yeah. administrative director officially, and been on campus since August, pushing this program forward to get it launched. We're in the process of hiring an academic director. We'll be offering a Master of Science in Management and Entrepreneurship, as well as different certificate programs that are for non-business majors.
And you know, Michael, forgive me for jumping in here, but HBU Online is expanding dramatically, okay?
That's right.
And we just have added to our team two of the finest in the nation
right.
that have built a monster program elsewhere and are coming to, in fact, are on staff at HBU, mm-hmm. and we want to connect that online certificate
right.
program with the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism.
Actually, I've been meeting with Dr. Spencer about this very same
Super.
Thing, and so because
oh, well, you're way ahead of me.
Entrepreneurship is so easy to gear to different market segments, and so it just makes sense that it would be online. An easy 8-week course online is
absolutely
a great thing.
So you've already talked to
I've actually taught online entrepreneurial programs where I came from, and so yes, we're yeah. moving toward that.
Well, listen, do you tell me as anything we can do? By the way, let's just first up Wednesday, April 26, 2017, 5 to 8 p.m. Dunham Theater, Morris Cultural Arts Center, HBU Campus, HBU McNair Center, along with the University of St. Thomas McNair Center and the Rice McNair Center, invite all business professionals, entrepreneurial alumni, and students interested in free enterprise to this new quarterly speaker symposium.
Exactly.
The mm-hmm. evening will begin at 5, open reception with a speaker's panel inside Dunham at 6. From idea to free market opportunity, the true path to generosity.
Yeah, we've got some outstanding speakers. One gentleman in particular from Houston, he started an office supply company back in 2004. His name's Simon Lee. He's a great Christian man. He, from his very beginning of his business plan, decided to give 50% of his profits away to mm-hmm. Christian ministries. And guess what? He's now in 38 states with his business. So God just keeps blessing him. And so that's what we're talking about here. Each of our speakers have that in their as their track record. You know, they're for-profit businesses that are generous. They believe in benevolence.
One of the most biggest misnomers is that all the business people making money are a bunch of self-centered atheists.
Right.
Because there are CEOs all over America uh-huh. that are honoring God. They're giving back to God. They're characterized by mm-hmm. entrepreneurialism. And I've had the privilege to be with just some of them across America. And I know that having the McNair Center at Houston Baptist University, I know is to Dr. Sloan, to our executive team, to our entire team, is a true honor. And Bob McNair personifies entrepreneurialism.
He sees it as being missional. He sees free enterprise as a ministry because entrepreneurs give work to people. They give opportunity to have jobs. They give, you know, they make the nation go, and they always have. And so, you know, being here in Houston, it's an entrepreneurship mecca. And so being a McNair Center, along with our other five McNair Centers, is really strengthened the brand going forward. And there's soon to be a seventh one announced.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Okay, so this is quite a national thing, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
But it's selective, isn't it?
That it is.
Mr. and Mrs. McNair do not just indiscriminately put these centers just anywhere.
No, they got to be lockstep with his belief on, with his Christian values. And so he's been very generous in going forward with what we want to do, supporting what we want to do. But we're all in it together with him. We all believe it's missional.
And free enterprise, I want us just to park on that for a minute. Free enterprise, capitalism, and using the ability, Deuteronomy says it's the Lord your God who gives you the power to make wealth. That is a gift from God. It's been characteristic of this nation.
Right.
But it was troublesome for me to see this burgeoning group of people, young people in particular, that were following this eccentric concept of Bernie Sanders, that the government should just pay for everything. And everybody, you know, and quoting some of these eccentric ideas that money just grows on trees, that you ignore the national debt, and you just keep on letting the government do it, printing green stuff and calling it money.
House of cards.
I mean, we're not talking about that. We're talking about young people, middle-aged people getting a vision to do something with their life.
Well, fortunately in America, we had the freedom to make our profits. And that's where it starts. And that's a great principle if you stop and think about it. That's God wants you to take what he gave you and do something with it and for return, right? That's
right.
What he teaches us that. And so, and then in turn, we know that we're supposed to be helping other people. Right? James 1:27 talks about us helping widows and orphans. And so when you combine those two things, now you've got something that is going to be blessed and blessed richly. And that's what these speakers are representing. Every one of these guys have the same type of story where they've come in and they believe in this principle and they've done it from the very beginning of their companies, and their companies are blessed, and it's pretty obvious.
I joined Dr. and Mrs. Sloan and our executive team when Mr. McNair and his wife, when they actually signed the papers in the president's mansion, and that was such a great day. And I know Dr. Sloan and Mr. McNair had lots of dialogue beforehand, and I just can't even begin to think in Houston with this great Christian distinctive that we have here at HBU, which I can do all things through Christ,
exactly.
Not some things. The potential. I mean, are you excited about where
this is revival?
Yeah.
It really is. And you stop and think about that a second. This is revival. And because we are a Baptist university in the middle of one of the largest cities in the United States, what a grand opportunity that is to push the free spirit, the free enterprise world forward. And do it with faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great opportunity.
Now tell us about, on April 26th, we're talking to Michael Player, the director of the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism and Free Enterprise at Houston Baptist University. And on April 26th, you're going to have Spencer Tillman as the special MC, and then Lou Hutchison, Simon Lee, and Dr. Martin Lindenberg are going to be speaking.
Right, and we've got a few others that we're not announcing yet that when we get confirmed that we'll add to the panel. Each gentleman's going to step up and talk about their rags to riches story that they started out with, but they're going to have that caveat of what they've done with adding charity to their business model from the very beginning. And so Spencer, of course, is just as big of an entrepreneurial success as these other speakers. I'm excited about having Spencer as our guest MC for the evening. I've gotten to know him in the last few months since I've been on campus, and he just exemplifies that spirit of free enterprise.
Now, you've operated in entrepreneurialism throughout your career.
Oh, yeah. I'm a portfolio entrepreneur, meaning that I own several different companies, and I still do.
Yeah.
A serial entrepreneur is somebody that owns one, sells it, starts another one. and a portfolio entrepreneur on several aisles at one time. But I ran an advertising agency for 28 years, and so I was always helping others with their business plan, and I got a chance to partner with some of them and do different things with their businesses as well. So I had I was in the right place to do this, and so I believe in it because I've seen it happen firsthand.
Well, you know, I've got to admit, Michael, that entrepreneurialism is something that just has always been a fascination for me. I love NPR has got a podcast, well, How They Build It, and all it is just the stories of entrepreneurialism.
Right.
And there are a number of knockoffs like it now on podcasts. I look forward to the day that we have a podcast just on the McNair Center of entrepreneurialism, because there are hundreds of stories, are there not, here
right.
in Houston. This is the most charitable, giving city in all of the United States.
It is.
2,000 nonprofits reside in Houston alone. And everybody has a development director in Houston.
Think about it like this. This is the most diverse city in the United States.
It's
46% Hispanic. We have 300,000 Chinese. We have two Chinatowns in this town. That's amazing. In fact, we're doing a business executive training program right now with, we've got 36 Chinese that are CEOs and presidents of companies going through that program here on campus right now. And so just the fact that we've got all this diversity, and this is Christian Chinese, part of the Houston Christian Chinese Association. And so we're getting a chance to relate to all different types of diversity in this town, and that's a grand opportunity.
Well, and you know, in our HBU Online expansion, we're not just looking at the 12 million people that are within a 200-mile radius of Houston, because there is a strong density of online enrollees to the location base, but we're actually looking at the South America,
mm-hmm.
in China,
mm-hmm.
in Korea.
Shouldn't be any boundaries.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
And in fact, Dr. Spencer was, among others, was in his previous assignment, was just on the verge of creating a model to take online education international.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that is going to happen through Houston Baptist University Online.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, it just gives me great joy to know. I mean, and we had a seed gift that helped. We're really seed gifts, plural, I should say. Two or three people that were very instrumental. One in particular, whose whole orientation to giving had been giving for bricks and mortar for a building. But even an older friend who saw the model,
mm-hmm.
and saw the entrepreneurial flair, mm-hmm. that HBU and its highly regarded academia could bring to the table, realized that digital expansion in time could build 3 or 4 or 5 buildings. And so our team is now at work.
Yeah.
What are some of the plans that you all have for the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism and Free Enterprise?
We're starting a lab. It's going to be called the Lighthouse.
Cool.
So the lab is, we're bringing in, it's in our grant to do this, to bring in virtual reality and augmented reality equipment. We're bringing drones on campus as well. 3D printers, some pretty exciting things. And what we're going to do with this is we're going to offer a high school boot camp this summer. For 1 week, starting in July. And that is going to have a 3-day hackathon. You ever heard of a hackathon before?
No, tell me.
Yeah, a hackathon is when these high school students that come on our campus, so they'll get together to start doing idea generation about their ideas, and they just stay up all night. They just keep going with this. I give
eating
them a situation.
Eating pizza and all
exactly,
that.
Until they have it done. They have to come up with a pitch, a plan, and a competition that they're going to be doing, and so they'll be quite busy. It's a lot of application to it. It gets them excited. We're going to have a drone league for them as well. While we're on this, on our campus, the drones have little cameras on them, and so they're going to get a chance to experience that. And then we're going to NASA. One of my council
fantastic.
Members is from NASA, and so we got 1 day trip for that. But what the big thing is about the camp is that they're each taken back. They have to win their way in with an essay contest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only 40 slots, 40 students.
Sure.
But they have to take back an application for their schools then to become contestant for a traveling mobile van the Lighthouse van out to their schools with the same equipment for a three-day excursion into their schools. And so that's kind of exciting. It's a great way to advertise HBU's new entrepreneurial programs. So.
That's cool. You know, Michael, not long ago, several mm-hmm. weeks ago, about 3 months ago, I was outside of Tel Aviv, mm-hmm. and I was in a company that had created augmented reality, augmented interactive learning. Uh-huh. And so, in fact, I was in an Israeli psychiatric hospital for adolescents that had been traumatized by terror in that part of the world. These kids all had, you know, some severe uh-huh. trauma that caused them to be a resident, and they weren't responding. And so the Museum of the Bible had created, through this company, patented this augmented reality curriculum, mm-hmm. and these kids had a book with images on it, but they would hold a see-through iPad mm-hmm. over the book, and images literally floated off the page, rotate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
and now they've taken that entire curriculum, mm-hmm. where now nearly a million Israeli students are mm-hmm. getting ready to use that curriculum.
It's such an idea illuminator. That's really what it does. And then we teach them how to communicate their ideas. And so that's what the program is about. That's what the lab's going to help them do.
That's fantastic.
Jumpstart those ideas.
So you're pooling together the young Steve Jobs types, these free thinkers,
right.
And you know, I think about, you know, the Silicon Valley, you know, has had, I mean, who would have ever thought there had been an Uber,
right, exactly.
that would have turned the taxi world upside down?
Right.
I was in London the other day, and especially London cabbies go to school 4 years to be a taxi, and they're really beside themselves because mm-hmm. Uber's taking over.
They're delivering food now for
yeah,
restaurants.
Yeah, and I mean, mm-hmm. the who would have ever thought there'd be six stores that mm-hmm. are cashless mm-hmm. that would be Amazon stores, mm-hmm. and we've got 100 Macy's going out of business. Everything's changing, and the need for entrepreneurialism is greater now than ever, right?
Oh, well, Amazon's looking to do deliveries with drones. And so they're experimenting with it right now. You know, we're in a changing environment, right? We have to embrace that change.
We do.
Yeah, I have to see what it's going to do for us and not what it's going to do to us. So, you know, and that's a cutting edge opportunity for us.
Now, we've got to stop for just a minute and talk about my favorite team in the NFL, the Texans.
Absolutely. They're mine now.
I tell you.
I don't know if they're still going to get Tony Romo, but we're going to try. He just retired.
That's what I understand. But can we just have a two-minute plug about Texans?
Absolutely.
Mr. McNair's team is a team we want to see go all the way to the Super Bowl. And I was really hoping last season they were going to get there. And both – yeah, were you a Chiefs fan at one time?
You know I was, coming from Kansas
so
City.
So was I. My wife still is.
The Texans have the strongest defense in the NFL, and it was really easy to catch.
See, I have a strategy. I'm going to get great seats at the Texan. I'm going to turn my wife into a Texan fan from a Chiefs fan.
Mine's there.
You're ahead of me. Now, talk about also some of the future things that Mr. McNair is envisioning through the center.
Well, he believes in accountability, and so he's pushing for us to develop peer groups, and we're doing that. In fact, I have the good fortune of being part of a national one called Pinnacle Forum. You probably remember Dr.
Yeah.
Bill Bright,
oh,
right?
Oh, gosh.
Campus Crusade, he formed a peer group of CEOs. It's mm-hmm. been around for about 18 years. I belong to that. I've brought it here to Houston as a chapter.
And oh, really?
They have a great participant level where our students can come alongside. We're calling that the McNair Center. Peer form group. And so
that's great.
And as we develop this out on the HBU campus, it's going to become a model for the other McNair centers.
So let's explain Pinnacle Forum to our listeners who may not know it like you and I know it.
Pinnacle Forum is a group of CEOs that it's lonely at the top. They need accountability as well. And so, it's, like I said, it's been around for about 18 years. And so it's a group of peers, of presidents and owners of companies that have united. They bring in special speakers. They do live events. They do teleconferencing on a regular basis. But they also meet weekly for an hour each week. And so that's accountability is what we need, and mentoring is what we need. Our students need that too. Well, by them belonging to their own peer group here on campus, they'll have access to these CEOs as mentors, as judges. I'll be able to bring them on as speakers. It's really exciting to see Pinnacle Forum. I've been dealing with their president and their chairman. They're coming here to visit with us here in about 2 weeks, and so we're pretty excited about the engagement with Pinnacle.
Well, I'll tell you this, that anything that we can do as a university to support and promote and keep informed our HBU constituency about the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Free Enterprise, I want you to keep me in the loop.
Because we absolutely will.
We had an announcement, I think, last fall and just a few months ago, and we're looking forward to the future. What was it about entrepreneurism that first brought you into the whole vortex? And then secondly, why did you, with all that you had going on, why were you willing to come to HBU and take this position?
I'm gonna give you two sides of that. The first side, how did I became entrepreneurial in the first place? You don't know if you have it in you all the time. It's something that serves as a catalyst. And in my case, I had moved my family from Dallas to Kansas City, became a director of marketing for a pretty large company, set the woods on fire for that company, helping them profit about $4.1 million in profit on their bottom line. And I got fired. I got fired after the first year review, and it's just that woke me up, right? And so I was rehired. I was promoted.
Yeah.
I gained a new title, dual responsibilities over sales and marketing. That got me to thinking, you know, maybe I should be doing this on my own, because I knew that I had good marketing experience, and so I was able to step out and with an entrepreneurial mindset and start my own advertising agency. I had that agency for 28 years. It was very successful in Kansas City, as you know.
Yeah,
I was able to sell it in 2015. I was ready to shift gears. I went to my knees in prayer about that. On our 25th anniversary, I looked at my wife. I said, I'm ready to shift gears. And so I'd also taught for 18 years. Started an entrepreneurial program at Mid-America Nazarene University back in 2011, 2012. Served as assistant director. And so I was able to sell the agency completely outright in 2015. What am I going to do? Well, we were trusting God all the way. And within 30 days, we were here.
Yeah, and you can only sit on the beach at a five-star hotel and sip on a iced tea for so long without getting bored, eh?
So
I mean, people like you and I, we got to keep working.
I got to do something, so.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, my wife and I have seen this power of entrepreneur, of dreaming a dream and then seeing things happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on a documentary project that God has just opened up so many doors, but it all began with a dream. And this is our hope for tomorrow. This is the hope through the McNair Center, is that we can tap into these young people and adults, graduate students, and we can help them see that they've got something very, very special to change the world with.
And we've got this as our slogan on the bottom of that logo. What does that read? The McNair Center Entrepreneurship, giving you vision with purpose. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Well, Wednesday, April 26, 2017, 5 to 8 p.m. Dunham Theater. The McNair, HBU McNair Center, along with the University of St. Thomas McNair Center and the Rice McNair Center, invite all business professionals, entrepreneurial alumni, students interested in free enterprise, in other words, in getting ahead and making a mark, to come. And the meeting begins at 5 p.m. And Spencer Tillman is the MC, Lou Hutchison, Simon Lee, and Dr. Martin Lindenberg, others. And you RSVP by April 20 at hbu.edu/McNair, MCNAIR Center. That's easy to do.
Yeah,
Michael, good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Let's talk again soon.
You bet. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate you being here. You're a gift to HBU.
Well, grace and peace.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.